This is a sermon from Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. Thank you for joining us. Learn more at wdmcovenant.org.
Now, a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent out a message to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he says to his disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and you're going to go there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble, because the light is not in them." After saying this, he told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he'll be all right." Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus says to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He says, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?"
Our lesson reading from John 11, from 38 to 44. Jesus once more deeply moved. Come to tomb, it was a grave with stone laying across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the lay of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God. So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hand and his feet wrapped with strand of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave cloth and let him go. Let us pray. Dear Father, I'm here to give the message for your kids. I'm asking you to open their heart and my heart. You need to speak to us. Holy Spirit, we're waiting for you, because without you we can't do nothing. Thank you for you are here for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Through last months we speak in, or we preach through, I am going through with your pastor, we are study also the book of John. And there is many statements Jesus said. In John 6, he said, I am the bread of life. In 9, he said, I am the light of the world. I am the gate in 10. And also in 10, he said, I am the good shepherd. Today, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. I remember when I come in 2001 to United States, it was in January, and it was really cold. I don't have any sponsor, but we live in two apartment bedrooms with another family's refugees, me and my husband and her husband, and they are from Muslim, and they are Arab, and we are from Nubian, and we are Christian. And here, she have a sponsor, one of the lady, she's like 70 something years, and she's American, she's white, she's speaking English, we are not speaking nothing. And she's there to tell us how to go. She take us to Hy-Vee, going to Walmart, going to any place, the clinic, social security, and everything. And moms, from we know her, she's kind of like everything. I feel like she's my mom. And here there is a news. She's coming with sadness. And her face is pink. And you can tell the different guys. You can't tell different if I feel like I'm nervous. She tried to give us the message, but she couldn't. And she know my story. I study in Lebanon in theology seminary. And she come to give me a story about Lazarus and death. And I was like, you know, I come running from death to here. Why the message? Just give me, what are you going to say? And she said, I have a bad news. The doctor tell me 2 months from now, I will be gone. And believe it or not, I screaming loudly. The way we go through the death's unbelievable. And she was saying, okay, I'm still alive. And I was crying, who is that doctor to give you the date and the time you are going to leave? And she said, you know, neither way, if I didn't die today, I will die in any time. But I don't want to hear that. Because maybe there is many reasons. She was everything to me here in the United States. I have no clue. I don't have nobody, even the people next to me, They are not from the same tribe. They are not from the same. We have just language. We are coming from the same country, but we are not the same belief as a Christian. And I tell you, and I said, I'm going to challenge, and I will pray. And I pray. She didn't pass away for 2 weeks, but she passed away like 7 months or something like that. But still, when the time of the visitation, we went there and they asked everybody to have like pink shirt. And we said, okay. We went, we get our pink shirt, we went there. It's kind of like at that time in summer. We are so sad, crying. We heard you can go in the visitation for the American people, carry the flower. We carry our flower, we went there. And people, they were so sad, but they are sharing the story of how she is good to them. Her kids, grandkids, they are laughing. They are so excited about what she done. It was completely the opposite of me and my husband and my friend. We were so crying. We were so sad. How come those people, they shouting and laughing while somebody we can't see it anymore? I just want to tell you there is a difference between culture and the other culture. Through our life, we have similar culture to Jesus' culture or Judea's culture or Middle East culture is similar. When somebody is dying, everybody is coming to your house. It doesn't matter. If it's small, everybody will stay there for 3 days. The close family, they will stay for 40 days, and everybody bring their food, their money, their clothes, and everything, and they are there for you. But I believe they are similar, but it's kind of like, you know, different completely from us. Also, we know Jesus. In Jesus' day, he done many miracles. Some of them, like last week or before, he opened the blind man's eyes. If we just put it, that's why the Jews try to tell Jesus, why, if you know how to open the blind man's eyes, how you didn't keep him? Because the family called him. And by the way, they have good relationship with Jesus. That's why when they send the message, and by the way, at that time, there is no Facebook, there is no Snap. It's kind of like somebody will carry, I don't know, they ride donkey or something like that. When they go to Jesus, it has many hours. And when he was there, and they say, the loved one, the one you love is sick. And Jesus, he's kind of like, you know, oh, I know, because for our God and for my glory, he is just sleeping and it's kind of like he don't care. This is the message we get it many times. We pray when somebody is sick in the hospital. When somebody is sick, I start praying. When my kids sick, I call the nurse. Or I call the clinic, make an appointment, and take them there. When the doctor give me bad news, and then I will start calling God. We suppose as a Christian, as the children of God, God is close to us. We supposed to pray for daily basis. And second, and this is important, the death for you to be dying is not God's plan. I'm sorry, could be you don't understand my language good, but I try to give you the message. When our Adam and Eve, our parents, our ancestor, they didn't obey God, from there the death come. And Everybody is dying because we need to move from this life to the other life. Nobody will go there except if Jesus comes the second coming. They say the dead they will raise first, and the whom they are alive, they will come and meet him. But the point is, from there is sickness, there is. And we cry, we ask God, we need healing. Last 2 years, 3 years, my youngest sister that coming after me, she called me, she said she's sick. And the doctor said there is possibility she's not going to walk. And I fasting for 2 days. I was crying and I said, God, if you heal her, I'm going to do this and that and that. And this is maybe most of you they are doing. It's kind of like God, he's one of the, in Sudan we have like when you go to market, there is some guy will sit there, they will put like a kilo and they put meat or sugar. They wait until coming together. Here we have it ready, you know, you are getting from Walmart. But there you see them. And we, most of the time, we're assuming God is that guy. He is putting sugar a little bit until to come this. No, he's more than that. He's full of love. He's full of mercy. He's full of everything good to us. Sisters, say the same word. If you are here, Jesus, my brother is not dying. And they were confused, and we are confused, and we are going to confuse until Jesus comes. Even we are believing in Christ, we are kids of Christ, but still we are confusing. There is many detail we don't know, and that's okay. It will come time, it will be the clear picture. He is the one know. And he said this, and disciples, they were also confused, and they were asking him, if he sleep, that means he will wake up and he will be okay. But Jesus, he was saying, I am the resurrection and the life, and the one who believes in me will live. If you believe in Christ, even if your spirit separate with your body, you are still alive because you know where are you going. And this is the unique. There is no religion. They know when they died, where are they going. Everybody, they know there is a God. They are worshiping God. They are fasting, they are praying, they doing, they tithing. Many of the religion, they do their duty. They obey, but they don't know, except the Christian. Everybody, they said, oh, I'm going to heaven. But there is confusion if we know everything. The sisters, they don't know exactly what Jesus is talking and what he's talking about it. But the point here, when Mary come again and say the same word, if you are here, your brother, and this is the same word the lady was telling me, if I didn't die now, sooner or later I will be die. And I myself, I rather be dying than go through chemo, than going through all this stuff. I just want to go. But for me, no. I want you to be there. Maybe because I'm selfish. She's the one who spend all the time, teach me how to learn English. She go my through ESL classes. She take me to the shopping. She take me to the Goodwill. Whatever I need, it's kind of like, oh, because you are there, you are my source. I need you to be there. And this is not the life. Or maybe sometimes we feel like there is something. We just want to hold each other. But In Serie A, they say, Jesus moved when they say, see them crying. Martha, Jesus was telling her, I am the resurrection and everything. She was saying, did you believe in that? She didn't believe because that's why she answered. She replied, I believe that you are the Son of God who is coming into the world. I believe my brother will raise when in the end of the day, but not today. But I'm not believe because they are confused. They don't understand because resurrection is not happened. And that's what we are celebration, those coming for. Now we understand because we know Jesus raised up again. But at Lazarus and Miriam and Martha, they don't understand the story. She didn't answer, yeah, I believe you are the resurrection, like I said. But she said, I believe you are the Son of God. For the miracle, you done it before. But for right now, we believe you raised the girls, 18 or 12 years. We know you open the blinds. I know you do the miracle, you feed people. But to get out somebody for 4 days, even we don't need it anymore because it is not good and it's not going to be a good situation. That's why she said it stink. But the sister, when she come and she crying, they say, move, God, move. He's a human. He's fully human and he's full God. He is full human. That's why he cry. He is full God. That's why he raised him. He have ability to raise him from the dead. He said, take away the stone. That is his part. That is our part as a Christian. That is our part as the children of God. Like as a parent at home, we do something. We expect our kids to do something. God say, you take the stone away. He called a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And I'm so glad he said the name because otherwise, if he just say, come out, how many they will come out? He has a power. He said Lazarus, but he didn't say the last name. Maybe there is many Lazarus come out. We never know, but the Bible didn't say it. Hallelujah. And when we come there, the good part, he will call us. Like he called Zechariah, he called the Nathanael, he called many of them by their name. He know I am here. I'm coming from a small village called Nuba Mountain. Nobody believe it. And now I'm here with you because he called this day to be happen. Even though I'm so nervous, but he can make it happen. He came out. Lazarus come out. And they said, just imagine with me if Lazarus in these days in America, what do you think? He will come with the suit and cravat and everything. He's wearing good and shoes. What do you think Jesus will say to Satan? Open the box. Do something. But there, back home, they will wrap the dead. And you can see in the movie, or you can see the mummy when they wrapped him. They say, take off again. This is me and you. Take off the clothes, the grave clothes, and let him go. The point is, many times we hold people. We are so mad. We don't have relationship with that brother and that sister. We are done. I'm okay with my family, with my husband or my kids. And that's only. For the other, my brother and sister, I'm done. But for one time is maybe some given or another, if there is close people calling each other. But for the other people, they are done. With other people, we don't like them in our life. We close the door. We don't care about nothing. But God is care about everybody. And he wants us to care about each other, especially we are here as a Christian. We are, if somebody is not here, if somebody is sick, if somebody have something, or one of you have kids, they took away and he's not in Christ. There is many of our kids, they don't believe who is Jesus. There is a lot of our friends, people we work with them, they don't know who is Jesus. And we don't care. As seen, we are eating and we are healthy, we don't care about it. But our message today, God say, take the grave, whatever the clothes they tied them, they say, take it away. And God is not going to take it. Me and you, we are the one going to take it. And not only that, let it go. Let him go. Whatever you hold it, if you are mad, if they done something is not good in your life, if I did something you don't like it, let go. Because why we holding people? Why we holding stuff? We don't know when Jesus is come. When he is come, and he is many times he was asking, I hope I will get face. I myself, I took decision, not just follow Christ, to help other, to let other go. And I'm so grateful this lady not just introduced me to, she said there is a church here in Drake University. And the church, there is people like you. They come and worship. She took me to Cottage Grove Church. Not just in regular resource, but she took me the place I can grow. And here, I am a Presbyterian. Not because she was a Presbyterian church, or she was one of the Presbyterian, but she is one of the Christians. She's done good stuff. Not just everybody's remember from my community, because she done something good. And you can done better than her. And that's why I'm here, Presbyterian, a believer. And she's always going to be in my life and my history because what we do to others. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. The good part, they take Lazarus out. They free him. The other in coming or next week, we know he's one of the sitting with the Jesus. Before, we hear about Martha and Miriam, but we never hear about him. It's kind of like new life. There is somebody, one a chance, one another chance. And that's me and you, and also we can make a difference. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.